This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Man, this is going to be a show. Weather's going to be 65 today, 72 Monday, 73 on Tuesday, and it'll be sunny and shining, and you'll be saying, "My trees, you've come to the right place." He's back, the man, the myth, the legend, and the proud father of, and the winner is, we'll talk about that in a moment, he's Carlos McClintock. He's even got my childhood hero on that sweatshirt today, Muhammad Ali. It kind of ties into what his son just did moments away. And also my dear friend, Dr. Wong, their arborist Troy has been there. Big job for the man who is a practicing family practitioner in the world of medicine. Works with that great brand that is UPMC. So everything is right with the world, but it's your opportunity getting ready for that season because storms are coming. Your property, your home, your biggest investment of your life. Any tree issue you have, this is how you get it answered right now. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020 is the number to dial. And of course, for Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. So your son did good. Good morning.
Oh, man. I'm on cloud nine today, just proud parent. My 15-year-old son, he's just amazing. He's so determined. You know, he's like an old school kid that goes out there and mixes it up. And, you know, when he was young growing up, he was always outside playing. He's just like a little firecracker. So to stay in shape during the off season of football, he took up boxing. A good friend of ours got us into it. We were going to his son's fights, buddy of mine out of Greenfield, Bob Atella. And so he's been down Third Avenue Gym a little under 4 months now. And the Golden Gloves tournament was the first, you know, thing to come up for him to fight in. So we signed him up and got him in there and signed up with USA Boxing, which is amazing for the amateurs. And so he fought yesterday out in at Northway Christian Community Church, and it was a brawl. I mean, these kids were trading. He fought a kid that's been boxing for a few years, and they just went in and traded punches. It was exciting. The place was going nuts, and so my son, he was kind of the aggressor and bringing the fight to the kid and went back and forth a little bit. And he got the decision at the end. So nice. It was awesome.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Congratulations.
Amazing. Thank you.
So lacing up the leather. There you go. So yeah. Another aspect of his great resume. Now, what we want everyone to know, because you know, always have those first-time callers and first-time listeners, tell everybody about Greater Pitt Tree Service and who you are, sir.
Yeah, I'm the owner of the company. We've been around a long time. We're a tight-knit group. We take a lot of pride in our work. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We love when people go on and read our reviews because their goal, Better Business Bureau reviews are the only ones verified. Yelp, Google, you know, I get to have my friends and family go on there, and companies do, and people go on you don't even do tree work for. But the Better Business Bureau, BBB.com, for any type of work you're getting done around your house, go on there. It weeds out the guys that you don't want on your property. So we maintain an A-plus rating there. We're just positioned to take on any type of tree needs that you have now. You know, we offer plant health care now. We have three crews. We trim, we remove, we grind stumps. Anything to do with trees, we're the company to call.
All right, this is getting into your sweet spot, your busy time of year. So if you are planning something in the next few weeks or months, now would be a good time to get a hold of you all, right?
Yeah, we're gaining momentum for the season. We're only about 10 or 12 days, working days out with new scheduling. But we will get about 4 weeks out pretty soon after we do the big home and garden show at the convention center coming up. We're down there for 10 days. Stop down and see us. We're out there. We're at the home shows. We're at the church fairs. We're at the Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix. We're at Bloomfield Little Italy Days. I mean, we're out there in the community. We love being a part of the Pittsburgh community, working for the residents, giving back to the neighborhoods and the communities that sustain our company.
He's all about this great community he calls home, and he wants to help you. So if you want to get those questions answered in real time, he's the go-to guy. He's the pro. Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. Call us now. Every line is available, 866-391-1020. So today's topic, Carlos, is spring storms, what to address when it comes to your beloved trees and your property. So where would you want to begin?
Yeah, I picked this topic because we did have a pretty good windstorm and rainstorm last week, and some trees came down, some trees hit houses. We had a particular one that a new homeowner called us just to come out and assess their trees and figure out what's going on. They just took this house over. And so Troy, our certified arborist, went out, and our other salesman, Jimmy Rafferty, went out there, and there was a maple tree that had a bad split in it. You know, we were recommending that she remove it. And that night that storm came in, split the tree in half and landed on her house. So, you know, we could come out and see things you might not be aware of. We can assess your property. We can figure out how to prioritize to keep your home safe. Your main investment is your house. The main thing is to kind of be aware of what you have surrounding your house, the condition of it, because that's a big factor too. If a tree comes down and it's in a declining state or dead, you'll have a big problem with your homeowner's insurance covering the claim. So get us out there. Let us see what's going on with your property. Let us play devil's advocate and point you in the right direction. We're on your side.
That number is 412-884-TREE or 8733. If you want to give them a call, you can actually do it today or any day. They work pretty much whenever you need them there. So let me ask you. So I heard this big like crash of thunder the other day. We had that kind of like a early spring heavy storm, lots of thunder, a lot of heat, lightning, all that stuff you usually don't see until April and May. And I thought maybe one of the trees got struck in the backyard. So is it possible that sometimes your trees are struck by lightning visibly, you don't catch it because you're not really looking that close at it, and it could have actually happened, and it's basically dying in front of you with, well, I mean, in a matter of months, it could be a serious issue, especially when we get into the storm season and the winds kick up, as you were talking about earlier. So can trees actually be struck and we never know it?
Yeah, it's possible. A lot of lightning strikes happen way up in the top of a tree. So if you have a tree that's 70, 80, 90 feet in the air and it gets a lightning strike up top, you might not notice it for a while. So it is possible, but the majority of lightning strikes, and lightning does this, it enters something and has to exit. So a lot of times the lightning strike will happen high up in the tree. It'll travel down through the tree and then explode out. So you'll notice it when that happens. We've gone out to properties where there's bark and wood embedded in the siding of a house or through a house. I mean, it's a violent occurrence when lightning strikes a tree.
You know, a lot of people don't realize, too, and I've learned this by spending the recent weeks with you, you know, putting trees into your yard and getting good trees and trees that can be expensive, it can add a lot to your property. But if you don't do it right, it can be costly as well. But I don't think a lot of people realize trees aren't cheap. So you want to do everything you can to make them survive and thrive and take care of them. I mean, that's a big investment.
Yeah, a lot of maintenance goes in on the trees on your property, especially if you're buying an older house that has mature trees on it. You want to be aware of the maintenance involved with that particular species. That's when you call us and we get Troy, our ISA certified arborist out there, identify the tree, the species, let you know what you should be looking at maintenance wise. Because the goal is if you have a good, healthy tree, you want to keep it that way. So we have programs now with our plant healthcare where we can fertilize, deep root injection, keep the trees healthy, maintenance pruning. It adds to the value of your house. You might have a great tree on your property that offers a lot of shade, keeps your cooling bills down. So you wanna just know kind of the best way to approach it.
All right, so we want you to get on the line now and give us a call. So today's topic is spring storms, what to address on your property to secure your home. So if you've got some trees that have seen better days or you're getting a little concerned and maybe you want to know, do we remove them, do we keep them, and how can we save them, or do we eradicate them and get rid of them as quick as possible? Whatever is on your mind, if you just have some questions or about a tree's strength, is it a good tree, a bad tree, as far as that fit for that biggest investment of your life, your home, give us a call. All of our lines are available. Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. every other Sunday in the 9 o'clock hour throughout the season and 2024. So if you have a question, let's get going. 866-391-1020. And you can reach his offices at 412-884-TREE. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service on KDKA. Good morning. All right, back with Carlos McClintock. If you have a tree question, now would be a perfect time to call us. We have every line available, and it usually gets busy about this time, so I don't want you to get left out. If you have a tree question, 866-391-1020. So if I were to say to you, I have no idea what to plant, okay? They're putting the sod down, the grass, whatever. Now I got to get going. Give me two or three good starter trees that have a good, healthy life expectancy, but they don't require a lot of maintenance. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's tricky. I mean, there's a lot, people are switching a lot to more ornamental trees that,
which means
like a magnolia or a plum tree or a Japanese maple, something that stays under or around two stories. You know, a lot of people have learned from the previous house they owned or a family member that have these 70, 90, 100 foot trees in their front yard that kind of outgrow their coverage area. So there's a lot to think about, you know, along those lines. And then, of course, then you switch to like aesthetics, like what kind of color scheme do you want on your property? Do you want something in evergreen that just stays green year round, or do you want
it can get that specialized?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot that goes involved with it. And if you are thinking about that, it's a good idea to probably talk to like a landscape architect, you know, somebody that can lay it out for you. Let him plant them and then let me maintain them.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. That's what I recommend. Cause a lot of people, you know, Google, YouTube, yeah, I could do it on my own and I could research it. But there's a lot of people don't look at that full grown picture of the tree, and majority of trees come in a little bucket or a pouch and they're like, oh, this looks great right here, and I'll sit on my patio and watch it grow. And then, you know, 5-7 years later, it's clogging their gutters.
There's no sun
over their pool, you know, all that. So they're like, wow, I wish I would have talked to somebody and maybe figured out the spacing for this.
Well, the reason I brought this up, because I just want people to understand all the different sizes, shapes, makes, models that you guys deal with every day. And that could maybe pique their interest to say, you know, I've been worried about that tree, or I got to get this tree pruned and I want to get rid of this tree, or I want to maybe transplant another tree. Mm-hmm. Here's the question. I also think sometimes people go too tree happy. They just feel as though they got to fill up an empty space, and they don't realize that they'll start, you know, kissing each other before it's too late for you to do something about it. So what you need to do, you need to maybe start slow. Mm-hmm. And then as you grow as a homeowner, especially new home construction, you can add or subtract or what have you. But you don't want to go in there and just put trees in every place that there's an opening, because sooner or later those leaves are going to be touching each other and you're not going to have any ground space at all. Maybe you want to plant a garden or put a pool in, as you mentioned, or just sit out on a patio or a deck. Mm-hmm. You're going to be completely under shade. And look, shade's great, but you want a little bit of sunshine too.
Yeah, there's a lot that's involved with it. And a lot of homes have been turning over in our area the last 3 to 5 years. We have an elder population and they might be going to, you know, a patio home, and they're selling these houses they've been in for 30, 40, 50 years. And new homeowners moving in, and these trees have kind of outgrown their coverage area, where they're just more threatening. They're more problematic than beneficial. So when it comes to that, that's a good time to tap us in and kind of, you know, obviously this new homeowner didn't plant the tree. They're not aware of a lot of the maintenance associated with it. It's a good idea to, if they're threatening, to maybe get those out of there and start over with something that you're partial to, that you can watch grow over the lifetime of you, the lifespan of you being at that home. So, you know, that's a good idea to get us out there and say, you know, this tree is at the shelf life of a yard tree, because a lot of trees in homes that were built like pre or post World War II now are 70 to 100 years old, close to 100 years old. And that's where the shelf life of a yard tree becomes more problematic than beneficial to that homeowner.
You know what else I've had happen at my own property is where these seeds start to blow. And the next thing you know, you have trees growing where you didn't plant trees. And we talked about that a little bit more before. That's a real pain in the you-know-what, especially if it's covering up your line of sight on your back porch that you're proud to have and you've never had, and you're thinking, I can sit here and have coffee in the morning and look at my yard and watch the birds and what have you, and by July, you're completely engulfed in like a jungle. How do you stop that? And do you eventually have to dig down to the root of some of those trees, not as large as the one who threw the seed across the yard, but is that the only way to remove them, or are they going to keep coming back every year?
Yeah, a lot of trees pollinate, and if it's not by the wind, it could be by the wind, a bird, a squirrel kind of takes something off that tree and redirects it and puts it in an area where it can start growing. Then, you know, you look out and you're like, wow, that, you know, maple tree that I planted, now, you know, at the end of the yard, there's shoots coming up. So it's tricky to kind of stop that because of, you know, all the things that I just said, the wind and the birds and the squirrels. So, yeah, it's something to keep an eye on for sure.
Can you do any pruning this time of year with the weather where it's going to be, or is it still not appropriate to do it now?
That's a good question. So most pruning you want to do during the dormant cycle of the tree, which is usually Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day is when we trim a lot of trees, like oak trees or flowering trees or fruit-bearing trees. We trim in that time frame. But there are a lot of trees that we trim year-round. Maples, the wild cherries, you know, indigenous trees that are on these western PA hillsides like locust, sumac. So it just depends on the species when we can trim it.
All right, listen, as I told you, once we get to the opening monologue and he kind of sets the pace, the phones will start to pick up and they're starting to ring now. So if you have a question, you want to talk to Carlos McClintock of Greater Pitt Tree Service for this Sunday morning. He's in this time slot every other Sunday. Love having him here. People love talking to him. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. Up first, it's Anna. Anna, good morning, and you're on the air at KDK with Carlos McClintock of Greater Pitt Tree Service. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you both?
I'm really good. Go ahead, please. What's your question?
So my 93-and-a-half-year-old mother is in the hospital right now, but every spring she worries about a large tree that's near her dining room. Is there any way he would come up to Newcastle to look at her house, like at the tree?
Mm-hmm. Since you asked politely, yes, I would come to Newcastle.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
She's a widow. She's been a widow for 50 years. All she has is her house, and she's worried every spring that this tree is going to fall. I would feel better for peace of mind if somebody could take a look at it for us.
Yeah, there's some options with trees like that. You know, there's other applications that, other than removing it if she's partial to the tree. We can do what's called a crown reduction on the tree and reduce the top 20 or 30% to kind of get it below the wind line. And that, you know, can alleviate a big storm kind of coming by and laying it on her house if you could reduce it and get it below that wind line. And then based on the condition of the tree, if we come out and look at it, then we can really kind of steer her in the right direction on what to do as far as removing it or reducing it. And of course, we'll give her a great senior citizens discount. And
well, my dad was a veteran, too, so I'm hoping you could really do a double discount.
Now, see what you just did? Now you got him in the corner,
yes,
just like his son did in the boxing match of the night. Because, you know, they do this thing for World War II vets, and being that your mother's 93, I got to believe that that was the time he was in the military. So what I'm going to have you do, I'm going to have you call this number and leave your information, and they will get back to you, Anna. It is real simple, 412-884-TREE. That's 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. So thank you for
the
call.
Thanks, Anna.
Appreciate it very much. All right, listen, it's all about you now. Mm-hmm. Give us a call. Whatever on your mind, Carlos would love to talk to you today. It's about trees, so the topic of conversation, and also preparing for those spring storms. So if you're up enjoying that cup of coffee, some Sunday morning breakfast, just got back from church services, and you're looking out and saying, we got to handle that tree, we got to handle that tree, this is the opportunity to call and get those questions answered. Our number, again, is 866-391-1020. Tell them about financing, then we'll go to break. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, that's a great topic too. So we're a preferred vendor through Dollar Bank. They have a great program. It's called the Timeline Card. They offer 0% interest if you pay it off in the first 12 months. We have another company on board called Hearth, and it's more of a long-term loan, kind of based on your credit score. And then if all else fails, listen, we'll do kind of the handshake type of deal and give you our in-house financing. Our goal is to come out and get this project done. There's no sense in calling us, having us come out, and then it going nowhere. So we'll try to figure out how to facilitate getting your tree work done. And it can be expensive, some of these trees that we remove. So to have some three different financing options usually gets the project done for our customer.
All right. So if you have a question about your trees, get those questions answered right now. We have available lines at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And again, their number, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. Carlos McClintock, Rob Pratt. We'll be back with more in a moment on KDKA. Listen, you're one of the hardest workers I've ever met, Carlos McClintock. You're one of the most passionate. I love being around you. I don't think I've ever seen you this excited in my life because of Cello's big win the other night. It's just, man, you're like sky high over that, huh?
Yeah, it's just the kid. He's just a great kid. He's got this huge heart, and he just always comes up with something huge, and whether it's on the football field or now boxing, and he's just, you know, he's a determined kid. Once he's doing something or going to do something, he puts his all into it.
Right.
And it translates into what happened last night. It was a great fight. It was a brawl. And he came out ahead on the scorecard, and he won his first fight. And it's almost like kind of, you know, it doesn't feel like it's real yet because we were there. The hard part about yesterday, he was the ninth fight. And then you go there 2 hours before the first bell for weigh-in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there like 4 or 5 hours before he fights. And I mean, it was getting hard for me to breathe at some point because I was so nervous for him. So yeah, just an awesome night and feel great today.
Yeah, I just have such respect for anybody that does it. But the Third Street Boxing Gym downtown, absolutely love it, love it, love it. All right, here we go. Tree questions, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Here's Pat in the North Hills. So get these calls in here while you can. A couple of more segments left with Carlos, 866-391-1020. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. When is the best time to have a tree, you know, trimmed? Is it spring, fall? Does it matter?
Late fall through the winter is a great time to prune on a select species of trees. There are trees that we can trim or prune year round. So it kind of depends on the species of the tree and also maybe the condition of the tree, because you don't want to cut on a tree in the hot months if it's not in the best health. It might not be able to sustain a trimming or pruning in those months because there might be a stretch where we don't get some rain or moisture in the air for the tree to kind of recoup from that trimming. So it really just depends on the species and condition of the tree.
Okay. And then also, like, a rough idea, does it depend on the height of the tree, the width, like, mm-hmm. for pricing?
Yeah, good question, Pat. The pricing is contingent on, you know, how much we're taking off the tree, how time consuming it is. We're going to come out and meet with you and listen to your objective of that tree. And we're going to kind of marry that. Some people are like, well, I want to get it below my gutter. And we look at the tree and we say, well, it's not a great idea to cut that much height off of this particular tree. We come out and meet with you, see what your objective is, kind of marry it with what we consider proper pruning techniques, and then also end up with something aesthetically pleasing for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Pat. Give us a call.
All right, let's go now to Elizabeth in Robinson. Got a good review for Greater Pitt Tree Service and Carlos McClintock. How are you, Elizabeth? Welcome to the show.
I just had a call this morning to say hi to Carlos, and I want the listeners to know what a great guy he is and what a great company this is. The whole group of people, even his general manager, Desiree, was out here helping out. And you know what? The grass was wet. They never damaged any of it. His equipment was excellent. They even cleaned off my apron and rehung my bird feeder. I just, you know what, I didn't think there were people like this in the world. It was very refreshing, and I just want the people to know you're never going to find a better guy than Carlos. He's honest, he's sincere, and you never go wrong hiring these people. I just wanted to say thank you, Carlos.
Yep, Elizabeth, by the way, is who called in a few weeks ago.
I remember.
The tree that fell, and I appreciate all that, Elizabeth.
It was it's sincere.
I know.
That was a big maple tree you removed for me, and I'm forever grateful to you.
Let's talk about that coconut cream pie you gave me. I mean, come on. That was like...
Well, you think you could have brought me a slice now.
And by the way, I put your dish on your side porch. Your dish?
You know what?
Yes, I wish you were here so I could give you a big hug.
I knocked on your door. I didn't want to, like, startle you, but I was out there knocking for a while, and I said, I'll just put it on her side porch. I'm sure she'll get it sooner or later.
You know what? I don't hear as well as I used to.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 90 in July, so, but I want you to know that I'll never forget you, and I will strongly recommend you to anybody. And everybody. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank
God bless
Elizabeth.
You guys.
You too.
All right. Coconut cream pie, one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
You know what? Listen, one thing about Carlos, he's real. I mean, he's as real as it gets. The guy eats good food. He takes care of his workers. In fact, I was with somebody the other day. And I said, you know what that Carlos guy does? I was driving through the city. I said, he'll go out and get his crew lunch. Spare no expense. He supports the community they're working in, that local diner, that fast food restaurant, that restaurant, that pizza place, whatever. And, hey, you just like giving back to the place that you're working in.
Yeah, we were out in Bethel Park Friday in a great restaurant out there. We could have a whole different segment on this
I'm
stuff.
Telling you, you can be a food critic.
Al's Cafe on McMurray Road.
Right.
Family owned. The daughters now run it. I think their father passed. But it's old. It's an amazing operation. I like watching it because as a business owner, just like at Johnny's, to watch the production involve.
That's Johnny's Diner, by the way.
Johnny's Diner, correct. So I went to Al's Friday, and I go in and order myself some lunch, and I also order like three or four pizzas. And the guy sitting next to me goes, "Wow, you got a big order there." And he saw my shirt. He goes, "Is that for your crew?" I said, "Yeah, I buy him lunch basically every day." And so, you know, it was like $100 between my lunch and the pizzas. And so, you know, that money that homeowner out in Bethel Park spent to have the trees removed, we filter it back into the community and support these local establishments.
That's the way to do it. 866-391-1020. It's all about trees today, every other Sunday in the 9 o'clock hour. He is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service, and you can reach his offices. Very simple to do. And the number is 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE, or 8733. If you have a question today, you can call us at 866-391-1020. All right, spring storms. So what can they do to absolutely destroy healthy trees, old trees, all of the above? Is it the wind? Is it the rain? Is it the lightning? Is it all of the above?
Yeah, it can be a combination of all of those. You know, every 10 foot of the tree, the wind is maybe 3 to 5 miles an hour higher. So when you're looking at that wind forecast and you know there's some high winds coming, they're a lot more substantial to that tree that's 60, 70, 80 feet in the air hovering over your house. So high winds, especially on shallow rooted trees like pine trees, arborvitae, that don't anchor themselves down really well, are susceptible to getting blown over in the wind. And then if the tree is in a declining state and is a little brittle or might have some stress cracks somewhere due to the age of the tree or previous storms beating it up, those are also very susceptible to getting laid down on your house.
What people don't realize, if the roots are exposed and the tree is tilted and the leaves just aren't coming back, no matter how much you think or how much Mother Nature nurtures it with water, it ain't coming back.
Yeah, once they get into that state, you know, there are applications to prevent that we offer. But once they get too far gone, where there's nothing that we offer or anybody else offers to kind of get that tree back to a healthy condition, then it's time to get it out of there, because those are the trees that the homeowner's insurance will not cover if they fall and cause damage to coverage A, which is your house, or coverage B, which is fences, sheds, garages, anything detached from the home. So if that tree comes down and it's in that declining state or dead, then you're coming out of pocket to repair your property.
So let me ask you, so you have an evergreen 10, 15, 20 feet high, mm-hmm. and the one side 5 feet up from the base of the trunk is brown. Can you remove that and hope that it returns, or is the tree pretty much headed towards DOA, dead on arrival?
Now, if it's that scenario where it's not as rampant through that particular tree, there are applications that we could have Troy come out and do to kind of get that tree back in healthy order and prevent that from spreading. So that's when you call us, when you notice that area browning up or something going on with that tree. Get us out there, get ahead of it, so you don't have to remove the tree.
All right, what we're going to do in the final segment, if you're wondering, looking out that window, is that tree headed towards the end, or is there some life left? Questioning whether or not that tree is still with us, or how much longer it will be. Give us a call if you've got one of those tree issues. And of course, with the storm season fast approaching, you're definitely going to want to give us a call. So the number to dial, we have all of our lines available, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. And you can reach him very simple at his offices at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, back with more in a moment on KDKA. Good morning. All right, looking for some of those sure signs that this tree needs to be taken care of, because the first big storm that we get, it could be catastrophic as far as your home. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize when you see a tree, and even though it may not look so healthy, one wrong move, it can literally cause $20,000, $30,000 in damage. It can knock out a roof. It can blow out the brick. It can knock a chimney over. So you really, if you don't spend those few thousand now, and that's not saying it's going to cost that, but even a few thousand, it could cost you $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 worth of damage, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good idea to keep the trees kind of thinned out where the wind can pass through the trees, where there's not a lot of resistance, because the high winds come through and the tree's congested. And usually the wind's going to win that battle and crack a limb or a portion of the tree off. And if it's in the vicinity of your home and in that area, that's where it's going to land. So it's a good idea to keep them thinned out. You know, it's a good idea to keep them reduced below the wind line. Not too much where it's detrimental to the tree, but there are a lot of things you can do to get ahead of not having to deal with the tree falling or hitting your home.
What trees do them? I mean, they all can do damage, especially if they're above the gutter line. What trees do most damage, though, the heaviest trees?
We get a lot of storm calls on the locust trees, cherry trees, which are kind of, they grow wild in these areas. But I've dealt with every type of species, maple, oak, pine tree that come down, and it's that gust of wind hits that sweet spot of that tree.
It's over.
I mean, a lot of trees are in these yards 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And if you think about all those storms in that time frame, and people are like, oh, well, it's made it through all these storms. Well, there's the flip side to that coin too. Well, it made it through all these storms, but the next one is going to be that one that brings it down, because, you know, when that gust of wind comes and it has something there that's the resistance, it's usually going to win that battle.
All right. So let me ask you, to leave it or to remove it? I don't like stumps in the yard. That's so unappealing to me. And I have one in my own yard and it drives me crazy. I'll even avoid it by going around the other side of the house.
Yeah.
So is it a good idea to remove if you can, and is it that much more expensive to finish it once you're there?
No, it's usually anywhere from like 100, maybe up to 1,000 on a massive tree. It usually depends on where that tree is on the property. If the tree's growing out of an area in the yard that's grass in your yard, it's a good idea to get the stump grinded out, put some topsoil down, plant grass. Then you're not mowing around that stump. It's not an eyesore.
It's a pain.
Yeah, if it's back in the property in a wooded area or maybe in a landscaped island where there's mulch and other plants and stuff, And if you could live with it staying there, then don't spend the money to grind it out. So it kind of depends where it is on the property and what you're going to do with that area once the tree's gone.
So for years, my dad had an axe, an old fireman's axe. And I'd say, what do you use that for? Because someday you'll see, someday over and over, year after year, red handle, I can still see it in the end of the garage, right? Well, it came that day to remove one of those maple tree stumps. And we're whacking away at these roots and, you know, the shovel, and you're pushing and lifting like you're trying to remove a molar. You know, you're a dentist. And he would simply say, now you know why I have this axe. But think about how quick it is now with what you do with your professionals as opposed to the old days, you know, trying to burn it out, cut it out, saw it out. And it takes days and weeks and maybe even a whole summer to get rid of it. You guys can pretty much top these things out and they're gone within a matter of what? Not too long.
Yeah, we have a big stump grinding machine, has a big wheel with teeth at the end. It's 80 horsepower, so that wheel gets spinning very fast, and then we kind of shave the stump slowly till we're spitting dirt, and the stump's gone.
All right, so let's talk about finance one more time. Somebody just sent me a message about finance. Explain all of that.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of these projects that we're doing from homeowners, it can get expensive because of the size of the tree and the equipment we bring in. So now we have three different options for financing. We have Dollar Bank, which offers a 0% interest timeline card. And we also have Hearth Financing on board that's more of a long-term loan based on your credit score. And then if all else fails, we have a really good in-house financing for you. It's kind of a handshake and let's get this project done. Here's some simple terms, get it paid off, no interest. Our goal is to come out there and make the project happen. We don't want to come out and give you a price and, well, I can't afford it. And we are out there making it happen for our customers.
Well, the whole idea is if you can get it done now, because the longer it's there, the more money in the long run it's going to cost you. So if you can finance it now with that handshake or all the other aspects, you have a greater pitch tree service, better to spend the money now.
Yeah, for sure. If it's, you know, again, getting back to your home, main investment.
Biggest.
The biggest investment most people make in their lifetime. So keep the trees healthy, get the ones that aren't healthy out of there. If you're moving into a new home and you're unsure of what you should do with these trees you're not familiar with, you give us a call, we get out there, give you an assessment, let you know what you should do, and give you a good plan of attack and prioritize what needs done now, what can wait. You know, we go by what your budget is and kind of work with you there on that.
All right, listen, we'll see you back here on St. Patrick's Day.
I guess so, yeah.
Yes, March 17th,
I'll be here.
412-884-TREE. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rob.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.